Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Micah 2, the verses 1 to 5 and 12 to 13. The prophecy of Micah chapter 2, verse 1 to 5 and 12 to 13. Woe to those who plan iniquity, to those who plot evil on their beds. At morning's light they carry it out because it is in their power to do it. They covet fields and seize them, and houses and take them. They defraud people of their homes. They rob them of their inheritance. Therefore the Lord says, I am planning disaster against these people from which you cannot save yourselves. You will no longer walk proudly, for it will be a time of calamity. In that day, people will ridicule you. They will taunt you with this mournful song. We are utterly ruined. My people's possession is divided up. He takes it from me. He assigns our fields to traitors. Therefore, you will have no one in the assembly of the Lord to divide the land by lot. 12 to 13. I will surely gather all of you, Jacob. I will surely bring together the remnant of Israel. I will bring them together like sheep in a pen, like a flock in its pasture. The place will throng with people. The one who breaks open the way will go up before them. They will break through the gate and go out. Their king will pass through before them, the Lord at their head. My theme is unjust oppression and divine restoration. Unjust oppression and divine restoration. Micah was a prophet during the 8th century BCE, and he witnessed the social and economic injustices prevailing in Israel. The powerful were exploiting the weak, violating God's covenant. And so the prophet Micah warned of impending judgment, but also offered hope in divine restoration. Micah 2 verse 1 to 5 condemns those who devise evil, covet fields, and oppress the vulnerable. It reveals God's displeasure with social injustices. Conversely, Micah 2 verse 12 to 13 speaks of a future gathering and restoration, portraying God's compassion and faithfulness even in the face of disobedience. My dear friends, these passages invite us to address systemic injustices and advocate for the oppressed. They remind us that God is not indifferent to human suffering, but desires restoration for those who turn back to Him. There are two questions for reflection. One, how can we actively resist participating in or benefiting from unjust systems in our societies today? Number two, in what ways can we contribute to the restoration and healing of communities affected by oppression and exploitation? Heavenly Father, illuminate our hearts to discern the injustices around us. Grant us the courage to stand against oppression and work towards restoration. May we be vessels of your compassion and agents of positive change in our communities. Guide us in reflecting your love and justice. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.